Like I say, we appreciate again that the privilege of being here tonight, that of this service. Just ask you to pray for us just a few minutes. Enjoyed that of the song service tonight. If you're going to read with us, we're going to read some out of the book of Genesis, the 45th chapter. Genesis chapter 45. Genesis 45, we're going to start with the first verse. Said, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. There stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. They came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he made me a father to Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt, come down unto me and tarry not. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy house and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin that is in my mouth that speaketh unto you. You shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen. You shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beast, and go and get you unto the land of Canaan. Take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye. Take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. To his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. They went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Now, I know that this is it's a wonderful chapter, and you know the scripture, and you know what all had went on. I'm probably not going to get into all about that, but we'd like to leave just a little bit with you tonight. The Lord being our helper, and just to be honest with you, there's probably more than one thing that we'd like to leave. So I don't know what to say or give you tonight in that manner, but the scripture says that it was the time that Joseph had showed himself unto his brethren, presented himself unto his brethren, and his brethren didn't even know him. They did not know him. They did not recognize him. But it was time for Joseph to present himself to his brethren. The scripture says that I read to you tonight, brethren, talking about all that Joseph told his brethren, because they didn't actually know what he would do, just to be honestly. And the Bible said here, he said, in other words, don't feel bad that you got rid of me or that you sold me down into Egypt. Don't feel bad, he said, for God had sent me down here, brethren, to save you by a great deliverance. Now, I want you to think for just a minute. I don't know altogether, and I don't know altogether that Joseph knew when they had sold him over there to the caravan, and he went and wound up down in Egypt. I don't know altogether that Joseph knew, brethren, the whole outcome of what was coming. I believe a lot of times we go through things, and brethren, we think sometimes that we're all alone. We think sometimes that there's no way in this world that this will ever work. Brethren, the Bible says, and whether you'll have it or not, brethren, it wasn't just for Joseph and the children of Israel. Brethren, it was for Egypt. Brethren, God had sent him down there. Brethren, for a purpose that one day God was going to show himself to the Egyptian. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Brethren, I know the scripture says, and it talks, you go all the way back to Abraham. Brethren, when Abraham fell in a trance and God showed him, he said, your people, brethren, your people's going to be in captivity for 400 years until the fourth generation. Brethren, Joseph was the fourth generation. Yes, he was. The Bible says, and can you imagine? I've thought a lot of times, my friend, about Jacob. Brethren, now he had 12. Now it was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But after that came the 12. 12 tribes of Israel come right out of the loins and that of Jacob. And Jacob had 11 more sons, my friend. But brethren, he hated the day that he lost Joseph. He hated it. Brethren, it fell upon him. It caused him, brethren, a lot of pain and sorrow. Yes, it did. Brethren, you take the 10 that got rid of him, or the 9, 10, I'll get it right, 10 that got rid of him because Benjamin had not yet been born. Now think about it, brethren, this whole thing had come to pass. Brethren, and Jacob, I can just imagine, brethren, of how sorrowful he was when he thought about Joseph. When he think about Joseph, my friend, because Joseph was not. The Bible says, you know the scripture. Brethren, and when he asked that Benjamin be brought back, brethren, Jacob said, not so. He said, you've done, brethren, in other words, took one from me. Yes, sir. You've done took one from me. Brethren, will you take another? Brethren, it seemed like sometimes that things just come like a river unto you. Yes, it does. Sometimes it seemed like that everything gains up on you. Can you imagine that? Huh? Can you imagine that? Brethren, the Bible says in process of time, my friend, Joseph was down there in the dungeon, in the prison. Yes, sir. One thing I like about Joseph, brethren, it seemed like that he held to God, didn't make no difference what come his way. It really did. It really did. I believe he trusted God. I really do. Even though he might not have known altogether what was coming, but brethren, he knew one brethren that would help him in whatever condition he is in. Brethren, you might not run the mountain all the time. Do you know that? It's good to get on the mountain, ain't it? It's good, thank God. I thought about Elijah, my friend. He brought all the children of Israel. He brought them up to Mount Carmel. And I thought a lot of times, my brethren, we all need a Mount Carmel experience every now and again. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Thank God, you might think, well, preacher, I just can't shout all the time, brother. It ain't about you shouting all the time. It's about whether or not that God gets glory out of it. Is it not? Brethren, the Bible said they sold him down there. They didn't know altogether what Joseph was going to do unto them. Him being ruler, he told them, he said, God has brought me down here. God has put me in charge. He said, I'm even the father of Pharaoh. Glory to God. He didn't realize the only thing in this world that Joseph didn't have charge of was Pharaoh's house. You know that? Yes, sir. But Pharaoh looked to Joseph to take care of all this business. Yes, sir. All this that was coming to pass. Brethren, can you imagine being gone for either 10 to 12 years? Brethren, before they had seen each other. And thank God them 10 boys didn't think they'd ever see Joseph again. They didn't. Brethren, when Joseph recognized them, thank God, I believe he was happy. Thank God to see him one more time. If you all know why he done the things he done, brethren, he made sure they was going to come back. Yes, sir. That they is coming back. Wasn't going to stay gone. He didn't know. He didn't. I can't tell you enough tonight. And I don't know, brethren, all together what shape you in or what you're going through or what you're not going through. But, brethren, I can believe with all my heart that Joseph went through this with God's help and he had no clue what would be the outcome. He didn't know. You think Abraham knowed the day he left his own country where he had wind up? I don't think so. I don't think so. You might think it's crazy sometimes that such is the way of the Lord sometimes. Such is the way of the Lord sometimes. Brethren, you follow the Lord and I'll promise you, you'll wind up in places you would never dreamed of. No, sir. You will. Thank God. And if people, brethren, will do the will of God, brethren, there'll be a benefit in it for you and the people you visit. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all think it's strange, my friend, that God send men down here, Mountain View Baptist Church, to visit you? Huh? You think it's strange sometimes when they show up? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's been times, I'll just be honest with you. Brethren, there's times, sometimes, that God has to talk to the pastor. And my friend, by doing his part. Do you know that? You might think I've lost my mind. I've learned a few things. I have. I've learned a few things. Paul said he had learned how to be content. Brethren, in whatever state he is found. He had to learn it, folks. You'll have to do the same thing. People can't tell you. You can hear how good God is. You can hear about how good God is. You can look around and see the evidence how good God is. But brethren, until you as an individual knows what it takes, brethren, you'll never experience it tonight. No, you won't. Jacob knowed what it was to be blessed. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brethren, he knowed what it was to keep corn on the table, food on the table. Yes, sir. He didn't know altogether about what was going on, but he knowed one thing, there's a famine, and he wouldn't get no ears out of the field. No, sir. They wasn't growing. Have you ever seen, we've seen it, you've seen it, even in your lifetime. Brethren, some things just sprout up. It looks like you're going to have the best crop you've ever had. My friend, and it turn off hot and dry. Brethren, you won't get a thing when it comes harvest time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who do you depend on? Who do you depend on? I've had people that say a lot of times that our forefathers had to depend upon the Lord a whole lot more. I understand a little bit about that. I do. I understand a little bit about that, but I'm going to tell you something. Every farmer, my friend, across the land wasn't a God-fearing man. Do you know that? No, sir. Every farmer, my friend, just because he's a farmer, didn't make him close to God, my friend. There are some of them just as evil as men are today. I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Just as evil. My friend, some of them all together wasn't evil, good moral people, but they did not serve and worship God. I know it for a fact. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, they had to depend upon God. Who in the world you got to depend on? There's ways. I know there's ways. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But just because, my friend, that you say that God has blessed you because something turns out right, my friend, don't mean altogether that God was evil in it, my friend. And if he was, it might have been for a different reason. You say, preacher, you have lost your mind. There was times, my friend, that Israel, God's people, that they overrun their enemy. My friend, and he said, I allowed them to overrun them, not because that Israel was so good, but that the enemy was so wicked, my friend. That's the reason. You think about it. You think about it. Brethren, the real truth of the matter of it is, 10 of the tribe of Israel, 10 heads, my friend, got together and got rid of one of their own brethren because they did not like him. Yes, sir. They did not like him. 10 of the heads of Israel. Oh, preacher, you need to get on all that. The truth. It's just the truth. It's just that they would have killed him had it not been for Reuben. Reuben spoke up and he said, we not doing the right thing. No, sir. Said, here's a pit. We'll put him in it. That's what they done. Then after a while, the Ishmaelite caravan come along. Yes, sir. They had a bright idea. They'd sell him. And they did they not? Sold him. Brethren then took some, killed an animal and put the blood all over his coat. Took it home, told Jacob, he said, see if that be Joseph's coat or not. We know not what happened. Brethren, a beast has tore him. A beast has defiled him. Look and see. Brethren, you hear me? You hear me? Brethren, that haunted them. Whether or not, brethren, it got in their way, that haunted them their whole life, my friend. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Brethren, one of the first things that come out of their mouth when they left Egypt over there and they still had the money in the bag. Yes, sir. Then they went the second time and they had the cup along with the money. Did they not? Brethren, they spoke up and said, all this is coming upon us. Huh? All of it's coming upon us because of what we done way back yonder. Think about it. Think about it. I hope I can get around to my message tonight. You say, pray. I really do. I hope I can get around to it. I'm headed there. I want you to see, my friend. Brethren, the Bible says, and Moses said it. Now, he said, be sure your sin will find you out. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Bible says, go on. Bible says here, he said, we're going to send some wagons. We're going to send some wagons. The scripture says that he gave them raiment. Did he not? He said, for Jacob, my friend, he sent 10 asses laden. Huh? And 10 she-asses laden. All kinds of stuff. Yes, sir. All kinds of stuff. Listen to me. Church, brethren, we get in a place we need to get. I'll promise you, the wagons, thank God, are coming. Woo! Glory to God. There's things, my friend, that we ain't seen yet. Yes, sir. Preacher, it ain't going to happen. I tell you, you can believe the world if you want to. I ain't going to. I hate to say this sometimes, but sometimes you have to. Well, if it don't happen today, I'm still going to look for it. Ain't you crafty? Yes, sir. If it don't happen today, I'm still going to look for it. The Bible said when Jesus was born into this world and they took him down to Jerusalem, brethren, to be taxed, they took him down there, and it was the eighth day, and he is circumcised. Brethren, while they is awaiting in line, while they is awaiting, my friend, an old gentleman by the name of Simeon come around, and he said, took the child, did he not? And he said, behold, glory, now thy servant can die in peace. For I have seen the consolation of Israel. Glory to God. He is looking for something, folks. Yes, he was. These folks, my friend, today, they'll tell you and have you to believe that everything's going to the dogs. You listen to me. I ain't no politician, and I don't get hung up in all this other stuff. But that happened yesterday, that at Texas and all that shooting and everything. And I'm just going to be honest with you. There ain't a gun law in this world that would have stopped it. No, sir, hear me. And my friend, the condition of that young man had more to do with it than anything. Yes, it did. If you'll think about it, you'll look at some of the things that you can find. You say, preacher, people's just lost their mind. I'll agree with you. 150%. Brethren, things are upside down. They ain't no need in us thinking they are any different. No, sir, they're upside down. And the truth of it is, it's right at the head. Huh? Yes, sir, right at the head. And it just drifts right on down. Yes, it does. Drifts right on down. Thank God. Yes, it does. Brethren, I can prove to you folks right here at Mountain View, brethren, people's heart ain't like it used to be. And brother, they're still living today. Yes, they are. If they're not satisfied with Mountain View, they ought to do just like that covenant says. Brethren, as soon as we are able, we will unite with another, sister church. Thank God of the same faith. I ain't trying to get rid of nobody, Crafton. But thank God something's went wrong today, and we're calling it right tonight. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I don't know about you, and I'm just, you can do what you will with me, but I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, we can count things on COVID, and COVID has changed a lot. They ain't no doubt about it. I've often thought, my friend, in the scriptures where it talks about, my friend, that of the world. And brethren, what's in the world? The love and the lust and the things that's going on in the world. Brethren, but I don't find anything written in there where I have to be a part of the world today. Amen. No, sir. Joseph, can you imagine? It goes both ways. Can you imagine how Joseph felt being sold, sold by his own brothers? Sold. Preacher, you get too much things are going in here. Well, just imagine how it would be if you was one of the 11, my friend, children born, and 10 got against you and said, "We want you gone, boy. And if you don't go, we're going to get rid of you." Yeah. Think about it. Wouldn't feel too good, would it? Wouldn't feel too good. No, it wouldn't. I don't know. I can't tell you a whole lot, but listen, my friend, they didn't know the end of this thing. None of them, including Joseph. They didn't know why all this had come about and why it was coming. But Joseph, my friend, had in his power, he could have done what he wanted to with those 10 brethren. Yes, he could have. Yes, he could have. He could have thrown them in jail the first time. Yes, sir. They still had the money. They bought the corn. They still had the money. Listen, preacher, they've got to be something, my friend, that we can do. Is there not something we can do? Is there not? Brethren, the scripture teaches us they are. Yes, it does. It teaches, brethren, that they are. I had a man just the other day, my friend, talked to me about church and how things was going. And he talked about the very thing. He said, and COVID, he said, "I don't know." He said, I don't know what to do. And finally, he come around. He said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing." I said, "I'm going to preach, thank God, just like the house was full." Yeah. And I'm going to preach, my friend, thank God, until the Lord says, "Brethren, it's enough tonight." And he ain't said that yet. Glory. Glory to God. Thank God. I don't know about you, but I like sitting at the table. I like to eat. Don't you? Yes, sir. I like to eat off the Lord's table. Don't you? I do. Thank God. Sometimes, folks, it'll get so good It'll just run out everywhere. Yes, it will. Bible said that he told his brethren, he said, now you, he says, you go tell my father. He said, you go bring him here. Bring him here. And he said, when you leave here, he said, in other words, don't tarry. Get on it. Get on it. Yes, sir. Get on it. They wound up at Jacob's house and they told Jacob a little bit about Joseph, and he said his heart fainted and he believed them not. Huh? His heart fainted and he believed them not. I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, sometimes we get in a faint-hearted place. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we get in a place, my friend, that's just sort of fainted. We don't know whether to believe it or not. Huh? Sometimes. But thank God. Thank God. Now, the years had been passed. Brethren, and Jacob probably had already come to terms. He had never seen his son again. Huh? That's the reason he didn't believe. That's the reason his heart fainted. I'll never see him again. He had done already come to terms. No telling how many times, folks, and I'm telling you from straight experience, no telling how many times he had probably sat on an old stump, my friend, and just thought and wondered a little bit about Joseph, how it would have been. Yeah. Yeah. We all human, folks. The Spirit of God can overcome all things. But brethren, we're still human, fleshly. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I'd be lying to you if I told you I didn't miss my son. I'd be lying to you if I told you the last time I ever thought about him was when I put him in that grave down there. Brethren, them thoughts, you know, I've had I don't know how many. Huh? I don't know how many thoughts I've had. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Still think about him. Yes, sir. Can't do one thing about it. It's in the Lord's hands. Do you know that? Brethren, Jacob, he wouldn't have got faint-hearted had he had already not come to the conclusion, I'll never see him. I'll never see him again. Huh? Think about it. Brethren, and he said, he believed not. He said, and they told him all the words of Joseph. Listen. Which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, he said, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Revived. Folks, don't we need a revival? Huh? Don't we need a revival? We've been having good services around here. I've thoroughly enjoyed them. I really have. I plan on continuing to enjoy them. Yes, I am. But listen, we really need to be revived tonight. Our fainted heart needs to be revived. You know what Jacob said? And Israel said, it is enough. Do you hear that? It is enough. It is enough. As the Lord showed you, my friend, on your journey, brethren, that this is how it's going to be. Now, the Lord works that way sometimes. Not all the time. But sometimes. The Lord will give you, I'm just going to be honest with you, He'll give you a little insight every now and again of what's going on. Yes, He will. And Israel said, it is enough. Huh? It is enough. He believed. He was revived. Thank God. The Lord knows how to revive His people, does He not? It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. And I will go and see him before I die. He had a consolation, did he not? How would it be? We talk about reunion sometime. How would it be to be able to go see one that you thought was dead? You'd never see him again. Huh? Would that not revive your heart? Folks, we got folks around here that spiritually are dead. They need reviving. Yes, they do. And the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, me or you, either one can't revive them. It's not going to happen. Brethren, it'll come from them, but me or you, it's going to take me and you together, my friend, doing what God have us to do. I believe that. I believe it's just as important for you to mind the Lord as it is for me to mind the Lord. And if me or you, either one, don't mind Him, then something ain't going to get done. Something ain't going to happen. You've been in service, I've been in service, when you just felt like there's something somebody's got to do. I had never done this but one time, but I did it one time. I felt like it. I opened the doors of the church one time, Daniel. I'll bring my remarks to the close. Wonderful story. I ain't done it justice. There's more in there than I can preach, and Crafton and Bruce and all of us get together. They are. It's full. It's full of goodies. It most certainly is. I felt like opening the doors of the church where I was pastoring. And I opened them, and they didn't a soul move. And I thought to myself, now, Lord, You impressed me to do this. I believe there's somebody here either ain't listening or just ain't going to do what You have them to do. And it might not be the right thing to do, but I'm going to open them again. And I did. I told the church. I said, church, I don't know anything else to do. I said, this is, to me, it's pretty important when the Lord just really nudges you to open the doors of the church. There's normally a reason for it. I said, I'm going to open them again. Let's stand to your feet. They stood to their feet, and we sung about half that verse, and here come one. Then here come one right behind it. Glory to God. Huh? Don't tell me the Lord don't know how to touch folks and how to get a hold of folks. But sometimes we got folks that, what are they, stubborn? Huh? I don't know. Just want to be sure, I guess. One thing of it. I hope you got something out of the message.